All right, it's time for Care or Don't Care. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And fancy business people will tell you having more options is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, having choices is supposed to make you feel in control.
Yeah, sometimes it just makes me confused.
Yeah. Not on this show. No. Options are not good here.
No.
They're scary. They're confusing. They make your brain go, ow!
Yeah. I don't want to think.
Can we just go back to watching videos of cats falling off counters?
Yeah.
This is hard.
Uh-huh.
That's why the producers here only give us two options to choose from.
Which
care
is
or don't care.
Still a stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's a lot for us to handle sometimes. But you know what? Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
With another edition of Care or Don't Care.
Let's all be brave right now.
Because I have a list of exciting buzz-related topics in my hand. We're going to get right to it with your first headline. If you have this new children's toy in your house, light it on fire and throw it away immediately.
Whoa.
Care or don't care?
I didn't care, but I think I do now. Oh. I have kids, but...
Me too. I care.
I care, yeah.
All right, that's three cares. Toy maker Hasbro just announced they're going to be removing a best-selling toy from all store shelves immediately after a nationwide petition got over 150,000 signatures.
Okay, I mean, that's a lot of signatures, but not crazy, crazy amount.
It's a troll doll from the DreamWorks film Trolls World Tour.
I hear those all are right. cute movies.
This one's called the Giggle and Sing Poppy Doll.
Okay.
The doll has a button on Poppy's stomach that prompts her to sing and say phrases like, how about a hug?
Okay, what's wrong with that?
But a lot of parents have an issue with the second button on the doll.
All right.
That's placed under her skirt.
What?
And when you press it, she gasps and giggles and makes sounds like, wee! And,
oh, no.
Shut
and,
up.
Oh.
That's horrible.
Stop. Shut up. How would that ever get through
yeah.
to production?
Who is the toy designer that's like, well, you know, we could put the button on her back, but I think we should go much lower.
So dumb. All right, let's scrap it. Let's put both buttons, one on each nipple.
Yeah.
So the petition was launched
what?
Saying this is not okay for a
no,
child's toy.
But Mama, where's the butt cheek button?
Yeah. A Hasbro spokesperson responded saying the button was designed to react when the doll was seated, but they recognize how it could come across as inappropriate, so now they're in the process of removing the doll for purchase, and they're offering to replace it with another toy of similar value.
Okay, jeez. But who wants the original?
I do.
Yeah.
You could swap this in for Sorority Girl Barbie.
Oh. Yeah.
Now with keg stand action. Let's go to your next headline. Who wants free beer?
Ooh,
care or don't care?
Care.
Of course.
This better
guys.
Not be a trick. No,
well, there's two cities in America that have the opportunity to get as much free beer as they want.
What?
And it's all because of a friendly sports bet being sponsored by Bud Light.
Okay.
So the only two cities that are in the running are Detroit and Denver. But okay. Bud Light is offering free beer to whichever city whose kicker makes the longest field goal this NFL season.
Whoa. Okay. Does Bud Light know that it's probably not going to happen? Or do they know something we don't?
That's why they're betting on it. They're
yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's going to get canceled probably.
Yeah. Free beer for everybody at the Super Bowl.
The promotion came out after the Denver Bronco kicker said he wanted to break the all-time record for longest field goal this season. Ooh. And Bud Light included Detroit's kicker, Matt Prater, because he's the one that currently holds the all-time record. 64 yards is the current record. Now, to be clear, for the bet, neither player has to beat the record. It's just whoever makes the longer kick this season.
Okay.
So it's in all the games.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just whoever makes it out of the season.
Out of the entire season.
Here's what makes this crazy is that Detroit plays indoors, so they don't have any wind, but Denver is mile high.
Yeah.
So they're outside.
But it could be on an away game. It doesn't necessarily have to be at home.
Yeah. I didn't think of that.
I'm kind of pulling for Denver on this one.
Why, Denver?
Detroit needs the records, okay?
Detroit gets one of these sports bets things for them every single year for every single sports team.
Yeah,
it's always like if Detroit wins one game, you know, we'll throw a week-long party there.
The fourth Detroit Tigers baseball team.
Yeah, it's like that all the time. Anyway. Let's go to your next headline. The new plastic surgery trend that Brooke and her husband have definitely discussed.
Oh my gosh.
Care or don't care?
You're being so good today.
These are, I do care.
I don't want to care, but I have to care.
I care too. What are we talking about?
Well, with public health where it's at right now, it's shocking that people are still going into their doctors to get this elective procedure done. But apparently, the hot new trend in plastic surgery is something called genital matchmaking.
What?
I I don't like it already.
This sounds so disturbing.
But I piqued your interest, didn't
I? It didn't. We matched just fine.
Genital matchmaking. It's where a couple both gets plastic surgery to make their naughty regions more compatible with each other.
What?
So a guy might have his junk enlarged to better fit his wife or his girlfriend's lady parts.
That can happen?
Yeah, or she might have a rejuvenation down there to match up better with what he's packing.
Oh my
Or the opposite
gosh.
Of that.
This
whatever
is
that's
so
called.
Sick. I'm sorry, if you need surgery, then you shouldn't be together.
Dude,
like, the chemistry is off,
yeah.
man.
Think about it. You guys can change them into shapes so they're like blocks. They only match each other. You're not cheating on me. You got a star shape down there. Nothing's going in that bad
boy. It's like the old children's toys.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it, the moon won't fit into the circle.
Glad I got that hexagon installed, aren't you?
Get a hammer. I'll make it fit.
No! Not the hammer, Jeff!
Too far.
The result is supposed to be better, more Stop gratifying it. Experiences in the bedroom.
Oh,
we looked this up, and we couldn't find any plastic surgeon listing prices for the procedure online, you'll have to go to your plastic surgeon and see what he quotes you on this.
It's going to be an uncomfortable conversation if they don't do it.
Yeah. Finally, Jeffrey's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
I care.
Why can't you give Elsa a balloon?
Oh, why?
Why?
She'll let it go.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, believe someone when they say it.
Yeah. And then a sea turtle dies. That's care or don't care. Text in to 78592 if you know a story out there that we should care about. You could text that in. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.